The Traveler's Journal, May 3rd, highlighting 7 weekend escapes. Sometimes a quick getaway is just what the travel doctor ordered. Recognizing that reality, editors of the magazine National Geographic Traveler only pick places for delightful mini-vacations. For example, they suggest an exploration of the wistfully wooded Brandywine River Valley in Pennsylvania's southeast corner, with homesteads of the artistic Wyeths and the DuPont family's Grand Manors, Wintertour, and Longwood Gardens. There's Canada's Niagara-on-the-Lake, a nest of lovingly preserved neoclassic and Regency architecture on Lake Ontario's southern shore. Best known for its 7-month Shaw Festival, the town and nearby Niagara frontier offer plenty of diversions for year-round interludes. For Midwesterners eager to get away from it all, there's no better escape than Arkansas's Ozark Mountains, which offer the kind of solitude about which city dwellers fantasize. For a jolt of high-energy entertainment, nothing beats the adult amusement park of Las Vegas, where every eve is New Year's and the party goes on 24/7, 365. Offshore escapes are another possibility. One candidate is the Bahamas Exuma Archipelago, 365 paradisical islands of silver palms, clear, warm waters, shallow reefs, and talcum-soft beaches. London's many rejuvenated districts are making that grand dowager of a city feel younger than at any time since the swinging 60s. Lastly, they highlight a hidden Honduran haven near the city of La Ceiba on the Caribbean. Their concise profiles are loaded with insider tips about where to stay, what to do, and places to eat. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.